It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Turns out where you live and how much money you make is closely related to how you experience, even use, the internet. Robert Levitin is CEO of Pando Networks. His company just released new research measuring internet speeds across the country.
There's a wide disparity in download speeds, and some of the areas in the country that had very high income levels, in particular cities, had very high download rates. Andover, Massachusetts, which actually came in as the city with the fastest download speed in our survey, is a fairly well-to-do suburb of Boston. At the bottom of our survey in terms of cities happened to be Pocatello, Idaho. Their delivery speed, their average, was 251 kilobytes per second, and that would compare to Andover, Massachusetts, which was 2,800 kilobytes per second. So you're 10 times faster in Andover, Mass. Than you would be in Pocatello, Idaho.
So if kids in Andover can download a movie in 6 minutes, teens in Idaho are waiting an hour. Same story for folks in the rural Midwest and the mountains. Good luck getting blazing fast connections. Christian Sandvig is at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says slow connections impact how people use the net.
If they don't have the access to fast, reliable, low-latency broadband, they're going to see the internet as worthless, because when they try to use it, it's just not going to look like anything that works well.
Still, telecom companies are reluctant to spend billions boosting speeds in rural areas.
People say, well, because rural areas are so sparsely populated and it's so expensive to put these miles and miles of wire across the prairies, rural areas are just going to be slower to get capacity, to get service at all. And then when they do, it would be more expensive and possibly lower quality. But there's been other people who say, well, that's not really a fair way of thinking about broadband, because it's been said that people who live in isolated situations can really value communication more and be more interested in using it than other people.
Sandvig says just like electrifying rural America or building the interstate highway system in the 50s, building out a national broadband network would ultimately be an economic boon. Got a tech problem? Let our help desk answer it on the radio. Call 800-388-4487. That's 800-388-4487. The band OK Go has a new video out for its song All Is Not Lost. And the video is interactive. When you get to the site, you type in a message, and then the band uses a new kind of software, HTML5, to create a kind of kaleidoscopic magic with dancers shaping their bodies into letters and patterns. Damian Kulash is OK Go's lead singer.
What happens is the video is sort of an application. Basically, you type in this message and it goes and fetches the particular movie files that we need to spell that out. So what we did was we recorded every letter of the alphabet, as well as all the numerals and all the punctuation, as separate files, so that then the whole application can go and fetch them, and magically we are dancing out your message to the world.
Damian says you can choose to add your message to a global database, even tie it to your location. He says the band hopes to share these dancing messages from around the world online in a few weeks. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.